This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper says he's shocked that Republicans could kill what had been a bipartisan national security package. The bill includes border security, which Republicans wanted, as well as aid to Ukraine and Israel. Hickenlooper says both parties gave something during negotiations. He blames one person for Republicans now turning their back on the bill.
Trump wants the chaos at the border. He thinks it's a political advantage, and he doesn't really care about the people that are affected or our national security.
Hickenlooper thinks it could be possible for the Senate to consider a package that deals only with foreign aid. Denver International Airport opened a new security checkpoint yesterday. The new West Security is on the sixth level and runs from 4 a.m. until 7:30 at night. The checkpoint uses new technology that allows passengers to leave items like liquids and laptops in their bags. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters' trial over allegations that she breached the security of her county's voting machines has been delayed again. CPR's Banta Berkland reports the trial was supposed to start later this week.
Tina Peters is facing 10 state charges, including identity theft and election tampering, over her efforts to try to prove that the county's Dominion voting machines manipulated results. State audits and hand counts have found no fraud with the machines or vote tampering. Jury selection was scheduled to begin this week, but on Tuesday, Peters fired her attorneys, leading the judge to set a new trial date in late July. Peters' trial has already been delayed multiple times. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The U.S. Supreme Court considers tomorrow the question of whether Donald Trump can participate in Colorado's primary election next month. The case raises huge constitutional questions, and the Colorado officials who will oversee the primary are watching closely.
It does raise our profile, not in a good way, for bad things to happen.
And there's more on the case as it heads to the U.S. Supreme Court later in this hour. This is CPR News.